looking to the Parsha. So we know that Yaakov, before his famous encounter with Esav, the night preceding that, Yaakov knows he's left some Pachim and he goes to retrieve them. And in the course of going to retrieve this Pachim, he's left alone. He has his epic struggle with the Malach. And ultimately, Yaakov wins. But we know that Yaakov walked out damaged, he walked out limping. The Malach was Pagea, but Kaf Yerachakev. And therefore, we have an Isra till today to eat the Gidan Elsha as a Zecher to what happened. Now, certainly the struggle was not a physical struggle per se. You can't tackle a Malach. Whatever is going on here is certainly something far more than simply fighting with somebody on a limited physical idea, the concept. But the idea here was that Yaakov was coming back to build Klal Yisrael. He came back complete. He's coming with the Shvatim. He's coming to come back to Yisrael and to go forth building Klal Yisrael. This is the Esav's chance to go ahead and try to stop that in his tracks before he can get there. And what exactly the struggle was is something worth discussing by itself. But one simple point here, it says that after the Pasuk describes what happens in this event, it says, therefore the Bnei Yisrael don't eat the Gidan Elsha. It doesn't just say that this is what happened and it's Aser, but it's an interesting choice of words. Therefore the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, of Yaakov, don't eat the Gidan Elsha. And that's very interesting. He says, he understands that the Torah is telling you a message here, telling you that Yaakov went back alone. And he went back alone by Yivasi Yaakov Levada. Yaakov left alone and he had this whole encounter, this whole struggle with the Malach. He had fought it by himself. It was a one-man battle against the Malach. Everything he had to do himself. Rightfully, when the father goes back, the Pachim Ketanim, something Yaakov felt was significant, according to what he understood, the value of each and everything that he owned, he had to go back to get it. But where were his children? His children were home in the Machna, wherever they were. They were all together. He went back by himself. He says, where were the Shvatim when the Yaakov had to go back? When the father goes back to get something, the children should get up and say, I'm here with the father. I have to go back with the father to help him. It may not be my own interest, it may not be my own items, but if my father is going back, I have to be there with him. I can't leave him alone. And as a message for Klal Yisrael there is how they were in the Strashel, I did the wrong thing. By not accompanying their father, the reason why we have an Isser of Gidan Elsha is not only because of the concept of Gidan Elsha, but it also is a message for Klal Yisrael HaDairis. When your father goes through something, you don't leave him alone. That's not the way to deal with a father. It's not Kibarav. You may be put there, you may not have to go up, you didn't, but you don't leave your father alone. It's not the way you go about life. On a note, on a related note, I heard something recently from Rabbi Ginsburg. He said that he knows an individual who approached Rav Steinman, Ol Shalom, and he asked him, he said he had a question that was bothering him, he wanted to ask Rav Steinman. And he asked Rav Steinman, my father, this person asked Rav Steinman, he said, my father lived till he's 50, 60, he lived at a relatively young age. He said, I myself, I'm 80, pushing 90, I'm getting up there in years. He says, why is it that my father was nifter at a young age, and here I am, I don't see myself as being any better than my father, and I'm well beyond him in years, I'm zeichet harich yisrael, my father was never zeichet too. What about me is any better than what my father was? So Rav Steinman told him that, look, every person has their schlusim, it's hard to say exactly why one person is zeichet, one person is not. He said he has one general idea that he thinks is very pertinent nowadays in our tkufa. And he said, today we have a tremendous amount of Torah, perhaps more than many, 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 many previous generations. We have a level of kiyum ha-mitzvahs that's far beyond many previous generations. He said, there's one thing that's lacking. So we still need one thing to get out of Golos. That is, we know that Yaakov was away from his father for many, many years. Yaakov didn't have kibarav. Esav, all the years, Yaakov was away for good reason. He was away because his parents told him, go get married, go to Haran. He did exactly what he was told to do. He wasn't over any Isser, per se. But on the other hand, Esav was home taking care of his father. Esav made it his business. His whole raison d'etre was to be there for his father, take care of kibarav. That's what he's going to do. So Esav has this chus of kibarav, and we were lacking on that front. He says, we're sitting today in Golos Edoim, Esav is still lasting by kiyum, by virtue of the fact that they're kibarav aim. Today, we need to make up that. We need our ticket out of Golos to go ahead and be nostalgic in kibarav aim. He said today, a lot of times he thinks that perhaps the reason why people are zeich tarichas yomim is not necessarily in their own right. When a person gets to 80, he gets to 90, he pushes an Esav weiter past that, so he needs a lot of help from his children. And it's a situation Hashem sets up that it's an opportunity for the children to maximize their ability to mekayim kibarav aim. When the father is 40, 30, 40, 50, so how much can you do for a father already? The father's really helping the children. Because Baruch gives the riches yom to the parents and the grandparents that the children should have an opportunity. All that hardship they have, it would be, if it means helping them physically, helping them emotionally, helping them with other things, all the different little needs that an older person has. And children are there to help for. It's not something that you have to tolerate because kibarav aim is true. On the contrary, it's the opportunity you have. If you maximize that opportunity, if we take advantage of those opportunities to help out the older generation, that will be our ticket out of Golos.